From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, February 16th. I'm Sarah Wright. The Ukiah Unified School District is opening up to a hybrid model of some in-person instruction for pre-kindergarten through 6th grade today. Pre-kindergartners through 2nd graders, 5th graders at Eagle Peak Middle School, and 6th graders at Pomalita Middle School, as well as some special day classes throughout the district, will be back in the classroom 2 days a week. The 6th grade at Eagle Peak will start the hybrid model next week. There are no 5th graders at Pomalita. Older students can go back to in-person instruction once the county returns to the red tier. Terry Deselke, president of the Ukiah Teachers Association, gave a few more details.
What was it that made the school teachers decide that they were willing to go back?
Well, we signed off on our MOU before the beginning of this month. We were under the impression that the governor's proposal needed school districts to work with their unions and sign off on an MOU or a safety plan before February 1st in order to receive funding that came with that signing. So we were really excited that the district had offered teachers a stipend of $1,500 to come back. And we were also really excited that everybody was offered the vaccination. So everybody's had their second vaccination. Those are really two of the main reasons, that and the fact that our district is adhering to the strictest safety protocols put out by either OSHA, California State Department of Health, or the CDC. And the district management has purchased or is in the process of putting together testing so that there will be weekly testing done for staff and students who want that to happen.
And is there any requirement about how many people need to get tested?
No. No requirement. It's a choice that people have if they want to have a weekly test or not. And it will be a choice that parents can have for their students as well.
Amethyst Freck's son Judah started kindergarten in the fall, but he's only ever gone to school on Zoom with his mom or his grandmother, Elizabeth Raby, supervising. Raby is glad that Judah's going back to school this week.
So what's it been like for you having him be in Zoom kindergarten?
It's been a mix of trying to know when I should be there to see what he's doing, and that versus staying out of it. So it'll be him really connecting with the teacher and the assignments. But there's a mix, and it's hard to always know exactly what that is. But it's nice to get to really learn what he's doing in a way that I wouldn't if I were just picking them up after school once every now and then.
It sounds super labor intensive.
It is. And for the family, since he's got the 3-year-old little brother who's very much of a jumper, mover, shaker, or yeller, keeping the two of them in separate houses adds a little extra work to parents and me.
In a way, I feel like we're extremely privileged to be able to keep our 3-year-old in a separate house. And I know there are a lot of people who don't have the opportunity to keep their children separated or to take a year off of work the way I've been able to do, more or less. So I'm really happy for Judah that he's going to get to go back and be around other kids, but it doesn't feel like a resumption of normalcy in any way yet. Our preschool is likely to remain closed and is unlikely to open, and it's hard at this time to get into the waiting list on another one with any end date in sight. So, but we're really happy for Judah that he's going to get to go be in kindergarten with qualified teachers and other children.
So it will be funny how I'll know their names, but I won't know them.
Because you've never been to your school building, have you?
Well, I like it so that I don't have to stare at a computer.
What's the hardest thing about doing school on a computer?
That you sometimes think that something else is the right thing and it's really the wrong thing.
What do you think is going to be the most fun thing? What do you most want to do with the kids in your class?
I don't know the answer.
Okay, that's okay.
We're excited. It's like the first day of school again, and we are anxiously awaiting to our students and making sure that we're doing everything safely. And I know one of the big issues, because we've been out of school, out of in-person learning for a year now, is making sure that the social and emotional needs of our students are met. And I would hope that that takes precedence over testing or learning loss or any of those catch-all things, because we need to remember that our students are living through a pandemic and they need to have an outlet to express themselves. And I know that many teachers are working on how that can be done. And I'm excited to see some of the various things that come out of that.
What's your favorite thing to do with other kids from before the pandemic?
Play with them.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.